Hello everyone, welcome to today's Be Powerful call. It's Annie here and I'm so looking forward to touching base with you, finding out how you've been going using the Be Powerful tools. Tell you what, right now is a time when we need them. It's kind of, what are we, I've even lost count of how many weeks into lockdown we are. Is it six or eight? I don't know. Feels like a million, right? And from what I hear, there's lots of kind of like, this is enough feeling going on, we just need to get out of here. And of course, then on the other side of that, there's some concern about how it's going to be out there. So there's a lot going on. So I hope that Be Powerful is being supportive for you, that you're using the tools, and that you have some great wins and stories and shares to share with us tonight. So I don't think there's anyone new on the line tonight. And I know that some of you have recently, some of our ladies have recently finished. So tonight we should have lots of time to have a chat with everyone on the call and answer any of your questions and get you some coaching. So it looks like everyone knows me, so I won't bother to introduce myself. I'm Annie, but just a reminder that you can get coaching on anything that's going on for you and also learn from everyone else, because even though you're all at different stages, you'll bring something unique and wonderful to the call. So feel free to share anything you want to. So my darlings, I'd love to kick us off with something cheery. Has anybody got anything cheery to share? A win, a share of, you know, something that's just been positive. There's been so much terrible, terrible news every day. Oh, good. We've got Sarah saying she's been out walking the dog every single day and enjoying the sunshine. Beautiful. Beautiful, and the spring colours. Yeah, exactly. Oh, Fiona joined LTC. Join Lead the Change. Wow, that's so cool. Did you have your hand up just then, Fiona? Did you want to have a chat about that? Wow, that is a big win. Yes, you did. I thought I saw a hand. Hi, Fiona.
Hi there.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
I know, it's a little bit exciting.
Amazing. Wow, really amazing. So what prompted this exciting development?
Well, I guess it's been on my radar for a very long time. Yeah. And I think I did the Be Fulfilled program.
Yes.
The Clarity in Career. And yeah. I've got questions actually that I could ask about that as well. If you want a win thing, we'll stick to the win for the moment. Yeah, I just felt like, I don't know, I'm extraordinarily grateful for this lockdown, to be quite honest with you.
It's
bizarre, and there's lots of things that aren't great. But I get to work at home, which was one of my major bugbears before.
All right.
And that's working out. Now that I have a proper screen and a proper chair, that's working out just great for me. And also it means that I can, you know, I'm saving myself 2 hours of energy and time a day.
Oh, wow.
By being able to not commute.
Yes,
and that just makes such a difference to me. I can't tell you what difference. So I've been actively employing that time in doing my homework for Be Powerful.
Oh, great.
And doing my homework for this Clarity and Career course. And I just feel like given myself that space and time to really go in and do the exercises properly with time, without, you know, time constraints and extra pressures, I've really benefited from it. And I don't know, during the Clarity and Career, I was thinking, oh, maybe I should join up the Be Wealth. And I thought, well, what's the point in joining Be Wealth without doing the whole thing, really? Because you'd have done three of the retreats then.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, yeah. So I thought, well, I don't know. There we go. I did it.
That's great. Wow, well done. Really happy for you. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, but the Be Powerful has been really good for me, because like so many things are dropping into place now about
really?
You know, even like my manager is clearly overexpressed warrioress and very, very low mother. And I'm high mother and very low warrioress. But it's just, just seeing these things is terribly helpful.
Good.
And the extra love I've given myself, you know, I mean, I was already beginning to love myself more before I did Be Love, but just the whole, this whole adding lover, like just the buying flowers for myself. I made that decision very early on when there was a suggestion of lockdown. Right. I mean, I always buy daffodils in the spring, but I don't always have flowers all year round. But I just thought, you know what? I am going to buy myself flowers. And I bought myself oils for the bath and just really nice things like that. And I've just bought some paintings as well for the walls. Oh my goodness. Oh,
wow.
Tomorrow. That's very exciting too. I spent way too much money. I can't tell you, but anyway. I've spent time, you know, like I've had time to go through. I love the Waitrose food magazine. It's brilliant. Mm. And the last copy I had, I looked at all, there's all these lovely recipes. And I was just looking at Mother just before I came onto the call. And it said about creating a meal. And I thought, yeah, I did that, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And I just looked at all these recipes. And then I enjoyed, because it's the only time I get to go out into a shop. I spent the time in Sainsbury's looking for all the ingredients for several of these recipes. And really enjoyed myself making them.
Oh. How fabulous.
And I wouldn't have had the time or energy to do any of that lot had I not been working, had I been working, you know, and commuting as well. And because it's been on my radar, I think, as well, I've done those things because I haven't been able to go out and just do other things and distract myself.
Absolutely. There are some unexpected gifts, aren't there? And tell me, are you going to be able to
continue? I'm on Facebook as well.
Oh, good.
Good.
Are you going to be able to continue working from home after lockdown is eased? Ooh,
it's a difficult one. But what I realise is that because this was in the clarity in career, I wanted to do to look at my future, because clearly I'm not really in the right job. And I wanted to decide, well, two things really. And it's now very clear that because of this, I mean, obviously before this, it was looking, I wanted to look at, what am I going to do in the future? Because I know I'm going to leave this at some point, but I want to be clear what I'm about to do. And I didn't know what to do because I didn't know what my skills were or how to package my skills or any of that. But then we had this lockdown thing, which and this working at home made work more tolerable. So I thought, well, really, and also having looked into a few other things, because I'm 51 now and I could potentially take early retirement at 55.
Oh, right.
But I also have to bear in mind that I had cancer for the third time a couple of years ago. And I lost my sister to cancer 3 years ago. So if I only had 10 more years, would I want to spend the next 4 to 5 of them working in this job? And the answer is honestly no.
Well, that's clear.
Yeah. So basically, I'm at that point where it's I'm wanting to look at two things. One, the first is, how do I get the best out of the current situation? Because maybe sitting tight for another year is a good idea, minimum. And possibly I could go to the 4 years, but by reducing my hours. And then there's the, what else am I going to do?
Afterwards.
Or transitioning into something else while I'm still where I am in some ways.
So what are your ideas?
Well, I did do some coaching before with a sort of a more spiritual type of understanding, spiritual stroke personal development thing. But I got quite comfortable with that. And I was building that just at the point where I got cancer. And then I was also caring for an elderly aunt in West Wales. Yeah. So I put that all down. And in the interim, I've done more spiritual work that doesn't make sense to me to use the articulation of what I learned before. So I was a bit at sea for a while, but I'm extremely tempted to jump on coaching cert with you guys as well.
Ah. Oh.
Because I've now got to the point where I understand I can have this spiritual understanding, but it doesn't stop me using that as a foundation in the way I show up in the world and the way I do any other job, career, business, whatever.
Yes, so absolutely.
And it seems to me that I'm very, very drawn to supporting people who are current, you know, who is essentially where I was, you know, we're having, life's a bit shit, bit tiring, bit overwhelming, and enabling people to get more out of life, really. And I've always, you know, I've known Joe 12 years, we worked out the other day. Yeah, and I've been doing her courses for 12 years as well. And I've all, you know, if I had, not that I know about what every organisation in the world is like to work for, but if you had, if somebody said to me, can you name an organisation you'd like to work for? German, one of many, would be one of them, because I know what it's like. You know, I used to crew Presentation Secrets.
Yeah, right.
So I know what it's like to work with her. And I deeply respect her, the way she does business, and her customer service. And I'm very hot on customer service. And it is one of those things that irritates me a lot, because most people are pretty bad at it.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah. So I thought, well, hey, you know what? You really love this woman's vision, and my profile is supporter. Star supporter. I mean, it's supporter, but equal on either side. Although I did do it once before, and I came out star at that time. But you know, I don't know. And I am a very mother person. I have all that caring, supporting, nurturing, coaching ability, and one of my highest strengths is communication. So
So what's the future picture if you do Coach Cert, then what's the vision for you?
Well, then I will look to do my own private coaching and probably look to join you as an in-house coach as well, maybe.
Okay.
And or trainer, because I actually enjoy the stage time. I did the PPI as well with Joe.
Oh, yes. Yeah, PPI was amazing.
We're doing that too. And you know, and when it's funny, because one of the questions I came across there, one of the questions that she asked over the weekend was, what's one of the things you've done from start to finish and enjoyed it all, the process all the way through? And I thought, do you know what? There aren't many things I do start to finish. But the ones I have done are putting together a workshop day and running it and marketing it and recruiting people for it and running it and et cetera. And I've written sort of course plans for an online course, which actually that didn't get finished. But that's what I love doing. I mean, some of the circles on Saturday, the circle we had where we were, you know, in groups of five, and one person got to speak about what their challenge was, and then we all spoke and they were quiet.
Yeah,
I come up with stuff. I'm so resourceful, and I come up with ideas and creativity. I mean, I've just spent the last 10 years doing sort of business personal development stuff. So I've done tons of training on it, but never actually put it into practice in a business. But I'm really good at that as well.
Fabulous.
So I think I've got all the right skills.
Yes. The right pieces of the jigsaw.
Exactly,
the coaching and the training.
And it's not really that I need to do a coaching course. It's just that it would be nice to be able to do, you know, to take someone through the equivalent of Be Powerful.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. So if that is what you're wanting to move towards, how much support do you need financially in order to go through that phase? Because that takes a while to go through.
How much support mentoring, did you say?
How much support do you need financially in terms of, you know, if you want to make a shift, do you need to ease out of your current job, or can you leave whenever you want to and then kind of transition into coaching via studying? So what's your time frame?
I think probably I could just leave. It would be a push. And I also don't think it's the most sensible thing to do, because actually where I am now, if I ended up with some other kind of illness thing, I get sick pay.
Yes.
I'm also supported if I need to help elderly relatives. So it makes sense to me to sit tight with that a bit, certainly a little bit longer, maybe. Well, I was kind of hoping, yeah, maybe 12 months at least, just okay, while good. I learn the other things, really.
Yes. I think that's a really sensible way of doing it, because sure, you graduate as a coach, get certified, but doesn't mean you have a full-time practice straight away. You need to build that up.
Exactly. So, and also, yeah. There could be an option to go part-time along the route, and in which case I might, if I can, and it's not too intolerable, it doesn't look like my health is going to fail or anything, then maybe it's worth hanging it out to the 55 just to make sure that I maximise the pension.
Mm. Well, it sounds like you've got a few options there, Fiona, and you've got a step-by-step approach for different scenarios as well, you know. So you could wait till 55, get the pension. You could leave in a year and have the security for that time. Depends what happens in your coaching business, of course. Depends how that goes. But at least it sounds to me like you've got a few sensible options to take care of yourself in the way that you need, while also really fulfilling this sense of self-expression and utilizing your gifts that you're describing. So it sounds like you've got a really clear way of ticking all the boxes there.
Yeah, I have for the future. I think the interim plan is the bit that I could do with some support on, really, in that I want to get the best out of where I currently am. And when I did my sort of top three talent superpowers, they came out as my ability to communicate, my ability to love, and my ability to be strong. And I looked at those and thought, what on earth can I do with these? If coaching doesn't happen to be the thing in the future, and how on earth do I use those in my current role? Because they seem quite, I mean, the communication was fairly good, but the to love and be strong are fairly abstract. They're not obvious kind of on a job description, are they?
Well, I don't know about that. How do you feel that you could be loving and strong at work? How would that benefit you or other people?
Well, it would be beneficial to, you know, colleagues if they were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really think of other ways to. It doesn't seem to fit with any of my job roles, in a sense.
So it might not fit with the doing of it, but what about the way that you do it? I mean, to me, being loving and strong is a perfect description of soft power for a start.
Mm. And certainly, like, at the moment, I'm not even doing my own job, but because that's all been put on hold while we deal with this whole situation, because I work in the sort of in the back office part of adult social care.
Mm.
And like, so today I've spent the day phoning up people on what's called the shielded list. So that's the government and NHS list of vulnerable people.
Mm.
Just to check that they've got someone doing their shopping and, you know, if they're stuck at home, that they've got food and their medication, etc. And I can do those phone calls in a loving way, even when you get one nasty man who just kept telling me to F off all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So he put the phone down on me after a short while, so it wasn't too long. Then you get other lovely little old guys, and I'm busy filling all the forms in that I have to fill in while he's chattering away and telling me how many times he walks up and down his garden to get his exercise. How lovely the girls are next door because they buy his shopping. And you get them, they're pure delights, you know. But yes, you can do it in a loving way, that's for sure. And in a strong way too. If people are feeling a bit down, you can be there to support.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I do that very naturally, actually. And in my job, when I have, I run some what we call co-production groups. So they're groups of service users and people in the community who come and get bit involved when we're, you know, when we're doing change programs or updating policies and things, and they give us their views. And those people, I look after those groups, and a number of those people are sort of very elderly or disabled. So those types of things I get to do. And then the other work is more sort of project work, and, you know, writing papers and filling out spreadsheets and stuff, which is, it's hard to see how that fits.
Well, it's not, as I said, it's not the what you're doing, it's the how you're doing it. So the shift from being in Superwoman to being in soft power is dramatic in the way that people go about doing their work. It's not that the work changes, it's how we show up. So to me, those qualities are things that you're bringing are really that. They're qualities. They're ways that you can do that. Doesn't matter whether you're filling out a spreadsheet or having a conversation. It's how you show up. It's how you are in the building, in the office, with the people around you. You know, it's the way that you interact with people over the coffee machine. It doesn't have to be just what you're doing for your job. Do you know what I'm saying?
That
impacts everything about the way that we work.
Yeah.
So I think those are very relevant skills and abilities for the coaching option, of course, but also for any work that you do.
Okay.
And also makes you feel happy. If you're showing up in a loving way, in a strong way, then you're in that soft power place of accessing power types rather than going into anything else. That's great. What a beautiful way to work.
Yeah. I think I do that naturally anyway, to be honest, because I mean, I've worked in, well, I now cover two councils, but I used to work in my local council, but we have a shared staffing arrangement between two now, and I'm technically now based at the other one, which is why I have to commute. And the reason I started working at my local council was that I wanted somewhere where I didn't have to commute and I lived close to home to work. And so I basically used to essentially walk across the road to the office and could be there at my desk within 5 or 6 minutes.
Wow.
So it was a great disappointment to me when I got moved to the other office. But the lovely thing has been that, like, when I ordered the screen, I put on the request form, I live across the road from the other council, can you please deliver it there so I can pick it up? And then I just said to them nicely, could someone bring it across, please? Because I only live over the road. And they did. They dropped it on my doorstep.
Lovely.
And I remembered that when I did work there, I had a chair. I had the same chair because I've got neck issues. But when I moved, they hung on to it for me in case I was going to find somewhere I could hot desk regularly.
Brilliant.
And luckily, it was still in this cupboard. And I just emailed the guy and said, have you still got that chair of mine by any chance? Or the chair I used to have by any chance? And he said, yes. And I said, any chance I could have it at home? And he said, yeah, sure. And he brought it over here in his car and carried it up the stairs to my flat for me.
Oh, wow. Fabulous.
So lovely.
That's so lovely.
So chuffed.
So lovely.
And I think that's only because I've built relationships with people.
Yeah, exactly. So there's lots of ways in which being loving and strong and communicating well is a benefit in your work, you know, many, many ways.
Yeah.
So the question, I think, is about, you know, whether you want to find a way to work from home, if that's an option, because it sounds like that's been fabulous for you. Mm. So what do you need to do?
That's good in the late summer, because it gets very, very, very hot in here and it would be unbearable. So it won't work in the late summer.
Is that the only space you've got in your house to work?
Yeah, the whole flat. The only way I cope with living here, to be honest, I've sworn many times I'm not staying another summer because it does get crazily hot. And we've had hotter summers. And the only way I can make it half bearable is to pull down the blinds, shut the curtains, keep the windows shut. So the whole place is in darkness the whole day. I come home from work and I might open windows on the back of the flat to let some air in. Where where the sun doesn't shine. And then as the sun goes round, once it's gone round enough or gone down a bit, I then open windows and curtains in the front of the flat, because it's just unbearable in here.
Right.
And there's been many nights I can't sleep because it's too hot.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's so hot with all this extra hot weather we get, lovely as the weather is, but you know, those last couple of really hot summers we've had have been an absolute nightmare.
I think it has happened a couple, haven't we? Okay, so you don't even need to sort that one then. It sounds like everything's just going to be working out fine, apart from maybe somewhere else to live at some point.
Yeah, that's the next thing. So I need to stop spending money like I have been recently. All this extra posh food that I don't normally buy, and flowers, and horses, and painting. My goodness.
Wow. Well, hey, that's, these things are things that are important to you and sustaining during a time like this. So, and also part of a bigger plan.
Indeed.
Fabulous. Well done.
So that's useful to know, to think about it in from the point of view of how I show up in the office and how I do the work. Because the bits in the office where I get upset are the bits when ego takes over and I forget to do those.
Can you describe that a bit for me? What do you mean?
Like my boss has this habit of sending me some emails which aren't very, I don't know, there's something about them that really pushes a button for me.
Yeah.
And she doesn't do it all the time, just every now and again. They're normally a bit critical. She can be very critical, and I think it plays on my not good enough, not worthy.
Oh yes.
And somehow or other she has the ability to really needle that one. Whereas it doesn't bother me with most other people now. But somehow or other she knows how to press that button. And of course I go, and then I'm all in emotion and not making any kind of sensible decision and wanting to do my fight back business. Helpful, which is victim, isn't it, really? Because it looks like she's picking on me.
Ah, okay. That's how it feels to you.
Yeah. But even that, I'm having, you know, opening my mind about, like, what's going on here, Fiona?
So what does go on there? Where does your mind go? How does your mind interpret that?
I don't know. I'm not really quite sure what happens, but I did some journaling about it just recently. And it seemed to me that it's, because I would have always used to say that it was a not good enough thing that was my biggest limiting belief. And then I more recently have been seeing, oh, maybe there's this not worthy thing here going on as well. And I think the not good enough one, I've pretty much got that sorted now. But actually the not worthy, it's really interesting, because somebody who I buddied through this said to me, oh, it's like the, you know, the difficult conversation. You start from the beginning knowing that you deserve to have your needs met. And I thought, oh, there's something about that. I don't know that I deserve to have my needs met. And that shows up also in relationships with men, which is the other side that I need to sort out. But as I don't have a relationship at the moment and dating isn't an option, that one's sort of on the back burner. But those are the times that get me. And I've largely dealt with it with family members. The not good enough thing that started to shift about five years ago. I was doing this other spiritual course, and my life's been so different since, so different. And but for some reason, my boss still manages to get hold of that one.
So what do you make it mean?
Well, what do I make it mean? I guess I make it mean that I'll never be good enough to satisfy her.
Okay. And if you're never good enough to satisfy her, what's going to happen?
I suppose it has something to, maybe this has something to do with my getting stuck in my career. I've compromised a lot in my career. Like it looks like I'm not good enough to get another job or get a better job or earn more. This is the money thing that could do with, I've got to a ceiling with money. Several times I've got to the ceiling and I give up the job, and it's a pattern. I used to think it was the job that was a problem, but clearly then I saw it was a pattern that the common denominator here was me. So I made myself stay in a job that I hated, and this was also with the council, and I got cancer the second time, and I've had cancer a third time through working with difficult people in the council, to be honest. I can't prove obviously that that's what caused it, but that was my major stressor. I'm sure that my, you know, family history didn't help, but the recurrences probably had a lot to do with work, including my current boss for the most recent one.
So have you done trigger tracking on the victim?
Yeah, I did do trigger tracking, because not very many things do trigger me anymore. Let me see, I've got that here somewhere handy. I can just get back to it. What I came up with out of trigger tracking was the feeling of being let down or disrespected.
Yeah.
I was always into victim. And it was generally things like people not, like bad customer service, actually. And most of these are bad customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Like the builders who put my sink in, not cutting the hole cutting the hole large enough. They jammed it in because now the draining board has a bulge in it, so the water doesn't drain off it properly, and it gets very covered in limescale because of that. And little things like that will niggle me, and I'll get angry about it every now and again. And there was a thing about work, because when I asked for a screen, they then decided, because lots of people had asked for screens, just to delete everybody's request. And I had mine is actually on a health and safety issue, and I got on my high horse about that, because it looks to me like it's a responsibility that they should be taking seriously. And I also got annoyed with the solicitor who's supposed to be selling my aunt's house, because it looked like he was dragging his heels, and I want the thing sold. Because whatever you call them, under the will, executor. So those were the things that sort of came. Yeah, I haven't done it on my boss, actually.
And so but what's the thing?
It's the emails that seem to be suggesting I'm not doing something well enough, or I'm not doing it according to how she wanted. Her communication's not great at times, or that I'm not doing it fast enough. The last email she sent me was like, it's taken you too many hours to respond to some emails. And I'm like, but you told me you didn't want lots of emails, and you hadn't told me anything new. So I didn't write back and say, okay, read it. And now she wants me to write back and say, okay, read it, which means she gets an extra email. It's like, why? Don't you believe me that I'm reading your emails? Don't you believe me that I'm sitting here getting on with my work? You know what I mean? Sort of that being disrespected.
Okay.
Not trusted.
Yeah. So how do you feel when you're not respected or trusted?
A bit aggrieved.
In what's the feeling?
It's frustration. Mm-hmm. Frustration under, anger, things.
Under the frustration.
Sorry?
Under the frustration.
Anger? I don't know what's under frustration.
Mm-hmm. What's under that, the anger and the frustration? How does it feel when someone's not respecting you, not believing you?
Let down?
Yeah. Yeah. And then how do you end up feeling about yourself if you're let down or disrespected?
No, not good. I feel like I'm not good enough or not worthy of respect.
Yeah.
That's where we came to.
Exactly. Mm. So that's really the trigger here. So have you done your power type release process on not being worthy?
I can't remember. I think I did, but maybe I need to do it again.
Mm, that would be good.
Because I certainly did it on I certainly did it on not being good enough.
Mm.
I did that limiting belief, but perhaps I need to do it on the not worthy one.
Yeah, sounds like it. I think that would be a good idea. And then which power type is going to support you to step out of that victim reaction and into a different state?
I think it's queen.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I need to work the queen up big time.
Yes.
Because she's, I think she's probably one of my lowest. I can't remember which is higher, the queen or the lover, but both of them are only just over 30.
Mm, yeah, that would make sense. So it sounds like there's a way in which other people are kind of filling your love bucket for you that needs to change. So that if they don't fill your love bucket by giving you approval or respect, that, oh, well, that's fine. You'll give it to yourself anyway.
Yeah, I certainly didn't used to respect myself. I do a lot more now. And I think even that, you know, the buying the flowers, the having the paintings, that sort of thing, taking more baths with nice smelling oils, I think that's all building on that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Good, well done. Well done, you. All right, my love. So this is your is this your last call?
No. This is my third group call, I think.
Oh, it's your third, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And I'm only on week. I think I was due to be doing Queen this week, but I got a little bit behind because I was doing the Be Fulfilled work. So I'm going through there's some more things on Lover I could do for sure, and I'm going through Mother at the moment. I was literally just doing my Hearth and the Realm thing, but mm-hmm. Mother I'm quite comfortable with anyway. Yes. And I do the food thing, but there is a couple of people I thought, you know, the deep listening thing I could do. There are a couple of people who have reached out to me in the past that I could give them, you know, I could sit and listen, almost be like a bit coaching, but mm-hmm. doing a lot of the listening. So I could do those, which I might get to do this weekend. We've got 3 days. And then Queen is next. So yeah, mm-hmm. But I'll be playing a bit catch up on Queen.
Good. Sounds like you've got a plan there, and Queen's going to be really, really important for you to step into. And just keep, in the meantime, keep noticing any moments when you go into kind of a it's not fair feeling.
Yeah.
That will help you just to notice when victim's sort of subtly there. And then you can do whatever you need to do to shift out of that back into a power type.
Yeah. Okay, that's helpful. Well done. That's the other reason, really, I decided to lead the change, was because you get those leadership queen extra day. And I realise that I'm probably not going to achieve that. You know, there'll be benefit to doing more than just the 12 weeks of Be Powerful, I think.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Good. Well done, you. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks a lot, Annie.
Right, Thanks, Fiona. Fabulous. Okay, so question. Just check these. Question here about conscious network design. So yes, conscious network design is just the way in which we pay attention to the different types of roles that people have in our life. So around your question, it is important to kind of do all the columns. So when you, if it sounds like you've done the exercise already, Jenny, and therefore you do the columns for each of the different areas, like the pillar areas. So you've got your health, relationships, career, finances, and so the mentors, you just kind of go through it in order. Let me just, I've got it right in front of me here actually. So the list of people is practical support. So that can be a gardener, it could be a cleaner, it could be a nanny, it could be somebody to come and fix your taps, it could be somebody to get your new chair, like get your favorite chair, like Fiona was just saying. It's something to help you in a practical way across the different areas. So for finances, that might be somebody to come and show you how to fill out the spreadsheet or to help you with a finance app or something. So advice could be around health, it could be advice around your hormones, around menopause, something like that. Mentors are people who've trodden the path before you. So you might have a career mentor for a path that you're wanting to study. You might have a mentor of, it could be in a relationship, that you could have a mentor that's really walked a path of a way of communicating that you're wanting to learn. Accountability is just having somebody to be accountable to. So that's like having a coach, really, or a friend who's going to check up on you whether you've actually done what you said you were going to. So that could be doing your exercise around the vitality pillar. It could be that you said you're going to do your morning pages. It could be that you said you're going to do soft play, even though we're in lockdown. You're going to do soft play every week. And your accountability buddy is just there to support you. So everyone on the call, I really highly recommend that you have an accountability buddy. Go through Be Powerful. Makes a massive difference to be able to have somebody there to check up on you and to check up on them and just to support each other through the process. So sponsors are people who are willing to sponsor you, to open doors for you. It's a very special relationship. So a sponsor, you may only have one. A sponsor is somebody who totally believes in you and is willing to put you on their stage, possibly, or open doors for you, or give you access to their network. You know, invite you to an event where you're going to have opportunities to meet people. So they really, they sponsor your opportunities. They are there for you and they know you. They know you really well and they're just kind of just like your biggest cheerleader. So investors, people who can invest in different areas of your life. It might be that your aunt is willing to invest in some relationship coaching for you. It could be that your big sister is willing to invest some time in helping you to study for a new course that you're doing. An investor could be a financial investor in your business. It could be somebody who's willing to pay for a babysitter while you and the husband go out to the films and they look after the children for you. You know, there's lots of different ways people can invest in you. Your buddies are just there for a wine and a wine. So they're the people that you're going to hang out with, have a chat to, just there to just let it all hang out with and share. They may or may not give you emotional support. They may, buddies just may be people you want to hang out with and have some fun with. Emotional support are people who can really support you through the tough times. And as I said, that may be your buddies, but it might not be. It might be other people that are in your realm. And so emotional support can be that they're able to hold your hand, give you big hugs. They're able to tell you how to get through it. They're able to be there for you at 2 in the morning if you're having a meltdown, you know, real emotional support. And then spiritual support, we may not think about that a lot, but spiritual support could be someone who's helping you with your meditation practice if you're doing that. It could be somebody that you talk to in a religious context, in a church context or other religious context. It could be somebody who's interested in the type of spirituality that you might be. It might be somebody who's interested in, you know, the power type cards or the goddess cards or a more alternative view of spirituality. But whatever it is, do you have that sense of connection with something bigger than you? Do you have access to sorceress? Do you have access to people who can support you if you're having what, you know, what we might call a spiritual crisis, in terms of where your faith, your connection to source is being challenged? So yeah, Jenny, as you go through that exercise, you just start to identify either people who are there for you, who you don't call enough, you don't ask favors from, or there are gaps where you just don't have anybody in that particular area. So it can show up some big gaps. And there's a lovely analogy of, you know, an Olympic swimmer who's got a coach, she's got a trainer, a physiotherapist, a massage therapist, an acupuncturist, a team, you know, a whole range of people helping her to be a fabulous swimmer, get to the Olympics. But maybe her relationship is in a heap. Maybe she's lost touch with a whole bunch of friends because she's so busy training and working all the time. So then it's a case of looking at that pillar and going, ah, right, I haven't been paying attention to that pillar. You'll often see that when you do this exercise, you'll find that the pillars that you've been putting most time and energy into have most support members in, which is interesting, because the more support we have in an area, generally, it tends to be more successful. But areas where we don't have a lot of support, again, tend to be those areas where we're not having such a good time with that particular area. So really, really important to do this exercise consciously. And there's a lovely example of Jo when Jo was pregnant with Rosie in the last village that she lived in. And she didn't, what was it? No, yes, it was Rosie. And she didn't really know anyone in the village. And she was like, oh, goodness, my family is in Australia. I'm here. I don't really know people. So she realized that she needed to reach out. And so she started connecting with the neighbors, started having them around for tea, started offering to look after their kids, have them for sleepovers. And she was literally just planning to have support for when she needed it down the track, so that by the time it came for her needing to ask for support, there was already a relationship established. They were used to, you know, going to each other's houses, and there was that level of friends, and it worked really well. So she had a lot of support around her. So that's the kind of reason why you need to plan it, because sometimes we need help before we've planned to need help. You know, things just happen, like there's a pandemic and we're in lockdown and we need somebody to buy us food. If we don't have these relationships built up already, then it can be a bit difficult to ask people you don't know for favors. So consciously go through this exercise. Those of you who are up to week 10 or 11 will be doing this. But for all of you, you know, before you actually do the exercise, it's really important to have a look at where those gaps might be, particularly in a situation like this. What is it you're missing? Do you have mentors to give you the information to keep going with the areas that you need more challenge around? Do you have the practical help that you need? Okay, so it might not be people coming to your house, but maybe they can come and do things outside the house, do the garden, or help you with various things. So have a look at that, my darlings. It's really great. And of course, you've got the one of many network. And we talk about network as the fifth emergency pillar, because in an emergency, like a global pandemic, you'll know more than any other time that people are there for you. And I think there's been an extraordinary amount of support in the global community with one of many at the moment over the last, you know, month or so. It's just been extraordinary. There are people collaborating. There are people looking after each other. There are people calling each other. There are people doing practical things for each other and, you know, dropping food parcels off and birthday presents off and all sorts of amazing things. There have really been some extraordinary examples of community within Our Ladies. So if you're not reaching out either to your Be Powerful cohort or to the wider Be One community, you're missing out, my darling. So do connect in with us in the Be One Global community and just see the extraordinary women that are out there who are, I'm sure, be up for supporting you as well. It's just so positive, so incredibly affirming, the way that everyone's interacting. It's just utterly beautiful, utterly, utterly beautiful. So yes, that's the fifth emergency pillar, is like, use it right now. It's so important, so powerful. All right, my darling, so any last questions? It's just a small group today, so I'm not seeing many questions or comments. So any other questions or comments? Otherwise, we might get an early mark. Yeah, so it's 12 weeks. 12 weeks of the program. So these calls, you get them every 2 weeks during that 12-week period. So once you've clicked go on the program, that starts, that's what starts off the 12 weeks. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. There's a comment here from Karen about it being hard to stay in love during lockdown. Yes, absolutely it is. And it's really a test. I'm talking to so many women who are challenged in their relationships, who are challenged with wanting to connect with somebody that they're with 24/7 when they just actually want to get away and get some space. So, yes, indeed. And the way to deal with that, my darlings, is to make sure that you're getting your needs met. So if one of your needs is for space, for alone time, and you're not getting that, the last thing that you're going to feel like doing is connecting with a partner in a more intimate way, right? Because you're just wanting to get away from them. So I'd really encourage you to go back to your needs creed. Look at what your needs are around alone time, around connecting with other people. You know, we're so lucky that we've got so many technological options and we can utilize those. So yes. Connect with your girlfriends, write some options of maybe things you can do over the bank holiday weekend, whether you can have some Zoom parties or, you know, but all sorts of amazingly creative ways that people are staying in touch. So if you can look after your needs, it might be connection, but it might also be creativity. So what can you do over the weekend that's going to be creative? It might be soft play. It might be something that you haven't done since you were a child. Love to draw a picture or play with some plasticine or, you know, dig in the garden or something and play with the worms. Something that's going to be supportive and creative for you to help nurture you outside the dynamics of the people you're living with right now. Really important. You want to shift out of that energy. If you're stuck in martyr, if you've gone into victim, make sure that you get out of those. Reconnect with what you enjoy. Go for long walks. Make sure that you're spending time in the beautiful sunshine we had promised over the weekend. And kind of filling up your own batteries again. And then there's something that I like to talk about with relationships, which is letting go of labels. So letting go of the assumptions that we have about how we know people, about what they like, what they don't like, what we feel and think about them, and just come back to see that person fresh, like it's your first time that you've been with them. And it can often help you just to bring some fresh eyes to things and react differently and make a choice. You know, you can step into the power types, any type you need. So once you've let go of the frustration and that, I just want to get away, gone outside, breathed, sat under a tree, gone for a walk, looked after your needs, done something creative. Then you come back, you can step into lover, you know, put some flowers in your hair before you go in the house. Do something to consciously connect with that energy, and I'm sure things will shift for you. Good, thank you. Thank you. Fiona's question about doing Lead the Change and Coach Cert at the same time. So it is quite a lot, Fiona, to do both of those at the same time. But it's not impossible, and we've had lots of women do it, but it is quite a bit. Coach certification is, it's really 6 months of study. So it's the, well, it's probably 9 months actually now. So it's the 10 foundation calls during which you need to do some study, some, you know, working with the material, but it is Be Powerful. So the fact that you're doing it already makes that easier for you. You have to go through Be Powerful three times. But you've done once, you will have done once, so that's only two more times. And the second and third time are just reviewing it rather than having to actually go through the whole thing again yourself with a topic. And then the intensive is just 5 days. It's an intense 5 days, but it is just 5 days. And then after that, the practical is 12 weeks, but you have an extra 12 weeks on top of that to complete it. So you have the 3 months of the prac and then 3 months additional if you need that extra time. So you probably are looking at about 9 months all up, in which case it's perfectly doable, but you want to have the time to make sure that you can have, say, during the practical, it's three sessions a week, so that's 3 hours of coaching a week plus some study. So 4 hours a week. You just want to have 4 hours a week to do coaching certification. Yeah. If you can do that, then fine. No problem. And it does work well to be doing it with Lead the Change, because you're really imbibing all the materials and getting to be the best coach that you can be. Because you're doing Lead the Change. Ultimately, most people who do coaching certification end up doing Lead the Change either before, during, or after. So yes, that works really well. And good to hear that you're reviewing earlier sessions already. Perfect. Good. Good. Yeah, it just takes planning, Fiona. If you can plan it into your diary ahead and make sure you're not going to get into overwhelm at all around it, then it's very doable. Excellent. All right, my darlings. Well, I'm not seeing any more comments. So I will leave it there for tonight, and we'll touch base in a couple of weeks' time. In the meantime, make sure that as you're going through the videos, you're remembering to do the embodiment exercises. I can't stress that one enough, that it is it's the embodiment of each of these tools that makes the difference for you. So keep embodying them, keep connecting with each other about how you're going with that, and touching base in the Facebook group. Brilliant. All right, my lovelies. Well, take care. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And I look forward to talking with you soon. All right. Bye.